That was Hiatus Coyote with Get Sun featuring Arthur Virukai on RDU Breakfast. Now I have the pleasure, honour of chatting with multi-instrumentalist, musical chameleon Julian Dine. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
So good. Even better hearing your voice, even though it is so wet today here in Ōtautahi. How you going?
Not too bad. Yeah. I swiftly had a big cup of coffee, so
get it in you.
I'll be somewhat audible.
Nice. Awesome. Of course, we're here chatting about Modes. Your new album just dropped on the 3rd. How does it feel now that this baby's out in the big wide world?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's always hard to finish things in life, so it's good to finish it and have it out in the ether and now I can get on to the next thing.
Yeah, it must be go for you, especially considering it's, what, December? I love a release in December, ending the year right, thankfully, and it's been a year indeed. So, yeah, how have you been keeping your head above water? Just a quick mental health check-in for 2021.
I'm not going to lie, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. Like, this recent lockdown was pretty tough just in terms of lots of kind of languishing, you know. Mm. But, you know, pockets of high creativity and productivity, but also lots of watching movies and reading books and things. And yeah, I think it's okay to do that sometimes.
100%.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year. I think hopefully we can find a new sort of semblance of normalcy and get into something else.
The new normal indeed. And I would say Modes is an hour of rad tunes. It honestly made me so happy to listen to them. And so do you think that's a reflection of the kind of shitty year we've had?
I think it's probably partly to do with my dog-headedness and just wanting to still make kind of dance floor music, even though there's sort of dwindling dance floors as everyone's locked inside. But yeah, the intent is still, you know, the same, to reach that goal of kind of trying to make people feel good and dance and move their bodies.
So
hopefully we'll be in a position where we can all do that together and not be too much of an issue.
Oh, we're on the brink. I'm so looking forward to it. What is the story behind Modes? What modes do you speak of?
it's quite a universal title. I mean, it's many different things. Modes of conduct. It kind of alludes to modal music in a way, a great jazz kind of style that I like. I sort of wanted it to be quite open-ended, modes of being is one angle that you could go with.
For sure. Interesting. I love how you've kept that open. So cool. And Groovy Vibes indeed. How do you think your sound has changed over time? Is this a departure from any of your other stuff? Don't really know.
I think that this record is kind of a continuation of the last one.
Yeah.
So the last record, Teal, was definitely lots more four-floor, dance floor kind of focused tunes, and I sort of kept that same momentum going, but with the aim to add more vocalists and explore songwriting a bit more and, you know, having more B sections. Having the tunes go to different places rather than just stay somewhat static or, you know, revolving around one or two chords.
That's
so, yeah, my aim was to kind of, branch out B sections and other sections, add more vocalists and see what happened.
I was chatting with the funk band Somebody Do Something yesterday, and they were talking about sound journeys within a track. So I love seeing that you've got 5-6 minute songs on the record. Would you say that several of the songs have like peaks and troughs, and you are exploring those, I guess, sound journeys?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I definitely want to take the listener on a journey. I think it's kind of about maintaining interest too. You know, you have to have slight changes in scenery to pique everyone's interest and keep things happening. Otherwise, people get bored, I think. So without making too many radical departures, you want to inject some kind of new bits of scenery within the established framework.
For sure. Same, but different, as my mum would say.
Yeah. That's right.
Festival season is among us. You touch on the dance floor tunes. Where are you planning on heading to ring in the next year?
I've got quite a few shows with Christchurch native Lady Six. I play drums in her band. So we're doing a bunch of festivals over the summer, and then I've got quite a few shows under my own name. So I'm heading out with a new group with vocalist Samesi Mayai and Lewis McCallum. So
awesome.
I will be in Christchurch on the 15th of January.
Ooh.
For a few shows. So I'll keep you in the loop around that.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's looking pretty healthy summer, insofar as that the world doesn't fall over and everything goes back into lockdown. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be happening.
Touch wood, yes. I read that the vinyl will be out sometime next year. Why do you think the love of vinyl will remain forever?
I think people still like those kind of tangible formats, you know. I think there's something that the tactility of it, the sound of it, people like collecting things. I don't know, I think there's something about digital where it doesn't feel entirely real, especially if you're using a streaming service. You don't actually sort of own the songs, you're just kind of like sort of borrowing them for a bit.
Yeah, rent them.
But yeah, I'm a big vinyl nut, so for me that's just the penultimate, is to have your music on vinyl. It shows a commitment, you know. You really have committed to making it forever, you know.
Beautiful.
So yeah, vinyl's the ultimate.
What are some of your favourite vinyls in your collection?
Probably too many to mention. There's a few key Brazilian records that I've got that are sort of, you know, things that I coveted and searched the world for many years and managed to find. And the same with a few African and a few rare jazz records.
Also,
you know, lots of commonly found things as well, you know, classic soul albums and stuff like that, you know, Stevie Wonder or those kind of things I really treasure too. So yeah, it's not all about just having the ones which are the super rare and expensive ones. It's about the music that brings you joy too.
Oh, for sure. You mentioned Too Many to List, which is how I feel about all the collabs on Modes. You've worked with a whole array of fellow artists on this, so how was it working with all of those fantastic artists?
Oh, it was great, yeah. I mean, the majority of the sort of lion's share of the work was done during the lockdown of last year. So there's quite a lot, everybody had quite a lot of time on their hands because no one was gigging or touring. So yeah, there was lots of file sharing and sort of little bits of parcels of hot information going back and forth, little bundles of joy that were arriving in my inbox, and I'd hastily get to work. and particular vocalists, yeah, there's a guy, Samesi Mayai from Marlon's Dreaming, a band in Dunedin. Done three songs with him on the record. He's really great, new up-and-coming vocalist. Lots of my old colleagues and friends like Mata TK and Lady Six appear on the record, as well as some really iconic vocalists like Shea Fu and Dallas Tamaita, aka Joe Dookie. And then I used quite a few Melbourne vocalists this time too. So there's Alicia Joy, who's a fantastic soul singer, Nachiki and Tim Guy, who's sort of a kind of dreamy folk singer.
So good.
And also Troy Kingy. I was lucky enough to work with Troy Kingy, and he's a fantastic vocalist from Northland. Yeah, so it's really a sort of a royal rumble.
It's such an impressive lineup.
Stars on there.
It feels like the lineup to a festival, honestly. I'm waiting for it. The Modes Festival.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You've got a long history of collaboration. What has you preferring collabs versus solo projects? Or is that even a question?
Well, I think it's... I mean, as far as I see it, my solo music is basically all collaborative anyway. Like, I'm not all about me doing everything myself. I really like the input of others, and I think it's quite healthy to work with different talented minds. You know, it always ends up as a better product than what you could do by yourself. I mean, unless you're Prince or Ruben Nielsen or someone. So I always think of it as collaborative, really. Even though my name's on the record, it's really a group effort.
Yeah,
and I'm lucky enough that I've got all these incredible musicians and vocalists at my disposal that can play all these fantastic bits that I get to chop up and rearrange. And
yeah, so cool, so cool. And I mean, so many of these artists are the future of New Zealand tunes. Beyond and including these artists, who are some other artists that I should be listening to or you think are the future of music here in Aotearoa?
Oh, gosh, there's so many, isn't there?
Right, yeah.
I'm actually probably not the right person to ask about that. I'm sort of a little bit of a hermit, so. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that Samisi, the vocalist that I've used on three tunes, he's really fantastic, and I think he's got a really bright future ahead of himself. And I'm sure you might be aware of his band, Marlon's Dreaming, which
yes.
is a really great kind of indie rock band.
So good.
There's a band in Melbourne called Surprise Chef.
Ah.
The guitarist from that band plays a bit on the record, so I'm a big fan of their music, which is kind of like this sort of instrumental cinematic funk. You should check them out. Yeah, they're really cool.
Oh, I will. I look all of them up. Trust and believe. I have such a long playlist. thank you so much,
Great.
Julian, for coming on the show this morning. I'm actually going to play Your
no
Life
problem.
With Samisi right now. So, yes, where can people find all of your info online and where can people, you know, digest through the ear holes, modes and all that good stuff?
I think Bandcamp's a good place to go. So, yeah, JulianDine/Bandcamp or the Soundway website. So that's soundwayrecords.com. Or just do a little search somewhere on the Googles and you should be able to find me.
And you'll be way laughing. Yes, exactly. Thank you so much again, Julian Dine, for coming on.
Thank you so much, Ben.
I hope the weather improves. Are you in a wind tunnel?
Oh, am I? Sorry.
That's all good. So good. This is Your Life, Julian Dine and Samisi on RDU Breakfast.